finding a way. Graham Innes learned from his family that most things could be achieved. The challenge was finding a way. This is the title of his recently published autobiography. Achieving equality has been a lifelong passion for Graham, who is a lawyer, company director, public speaker, author, husband, and dad. He was Australia's Disability Discrimination Commissioner for 9 years, as well as Human Rights Commissioner and Race Discrimination Commissioner. He has been a human rights lawyer for 30 years, involved in numerous landmark discrimination cases, and participated in the development of national and international human rights instruments and laws. Graham began to seek equality while a prefect at school.
We wanted to call the school magazine by an Aboriginal name, which meant message stick, but the principal wasn't too keen on the idea. A group of 5 or 6 prefects and I protested by threatening to hand back our prefect badges if the name was not allowed. I remained a prefect, meaning we got the name we wanted.
Graham used a white cane until his 40s, deciding to work with his first guide dog, Geordie, when the pressures of family and more senior roles increased. Graham and many other people with vision impairment still find that negative attitudes towards them have not changed.
There are negative misconceptions about people with a range of disabilities, including blindness, and what we are unable to do.
When he graduated as a lawyer in 1978, finding a job posed a real challenge. People just couldn't understand how a blind person could work as a lawyer.
People didn't often tell you why you weren't getting a job, but it wasn't hard to work it out. I went to about 30 job interviews in that year and didn't get any of them. Finally, I realised I was not going to get a job as a lawyer. I had to find another way. So I did the entrance examination for the New South Wales Public Service and started as a clerical assistant. Part of my first job was to answer the telephone and tell people the winning lotto numbers. I used to joke that I was the only clerical assistant in the New South Wales Public Service with a law degree. The mistake people often make about people with disabilities is to make assumptions about what we might need or what we can't do without asking first. Asking that question might provide some pleasing and surprising answers. Sometimes I challenge people by turning situations around. People often grab me by the arm and push me in the direction they think I want to go. I turn to them and ask, "Can I help you?" as if they are seeking my help. People with disabilities should not be portrayed as victims or heroes, but as agents of our own destiny.